talking about here is creating a very strong willingness to change that will be, in many respects, good for public services. So it will force us to question what we should be doing and what we don't need to do. It will force us to modernize and transform, particularly through technology. So, getting rid of lots of traditional roles around administration and management that actually you can do without in a modern organization. That's very positive. Enabling the public to do more for themselves, I think, is also very positive, not just because it cuts costs, but because I think it shifts the balance of responsibility away from, if you like, the nanny state, and that's not a political point on my part, because actually a lot of the public can and want to look after things for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go into a library to renew a library book. You do it online. It doesn't need to be any intervention at all for quite a lot of the transactions with government. So putting the citizen in control of their relationship with government, I think, is very positive. So I'm strongly in favour of that and you know, forcing the channel shift that implies for delivery of services. Where I think we have to be very careful is where there are vulnerable people that cannot make that shift, or assuming that the private sector can simply run all of this more efficiently and better for all our communities, because I don't believe that's the case either.